This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our third hour of our Cinco de Mayo show here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the radio dial via streaming audio if you've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, from now until the end of the show, we have open phone lines and phone calls take priority, although I've got a lot of things on my list I want to talk about. And Pig, we will get to your email about birds and the callers that are online already. Phone numbers, if you want to jot them down, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And if you want to shoot us an email question like Peg did about birds, you can do that to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to be in touch with Animal World when we're not on the air, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There's lots of great information for you there. You will find either static or rotating links to all of our advertisers' websites. Just click on, wait for them to come up and click on them. You can click on current events or whatever you want to click on to get the information that you need. And you can send me an email to my home office computer by clicking on Contact Martha, or address your own email program to Martha Light L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need my services as a behavior therapist and trainer, remember, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So it's always worth calling me, because if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is. And often I can just help you for free in a few minutes over the phone. Or we'll set up an appointment. I'll come to your home and meet with you and your animal friends if we can't handle it over the phone. And I've done many, many consultations over the years helping people with animals with eye problems that couldn't treat their animals. So Aunt Martha comes in to help them figure out how to be able to give the medication, Dr. Tom, in case you need somebody. Okay.
Thank you very much.
and at any rate, the best way to get a hold of me is call and bug my voicemail. You can certainly email me, but I don't work via email. And you need to bug me because I can get busy. And if I flip the page on the, you know, never mind. Anyway, 360-217. Oh, Tom's is at me too. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And I'm serious when I say bug my voicemail. Now, if you're submitting something for current events, totally free for all nonprofits, or if you're an advertiser or sponsor on the show, please do so via email. Easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. If you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then I just want to remind you that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. And the latest May edition just came out, hot off the presses. We have it here in the studio today. And my column is all about rabbits and living with house rabbits and how to live with rabbits and all that good stuff. So pick up a copy at lots of, it's free at lots of locations in the Pacific Northwest, or you can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com, newspiritjournal.com. And if you are interested in contacting my guest, you can't call him now. He's here on the radio. But it's Dr. Tom Sullivan. He is with the Animal Eye Clinic in Seattle, which is in the University District or Roosevelt area of Seattle. And their phone number is 206-524-8822. 206-524-8822. 206-524-8822. A number that's been in my brain for many, many years, and I'm glad it is whenever I need eyes. Phew. All right. So, yes, Mike.
I was just going to say that phone number used to start L.A.
Oh, Lakeview.
Yes, that's right.
Lakeview.
Goes back to the day.
I still have my cell phone. When you know, my parents finally passed away, I mean, they lived in Seattle since the time I was 3 months old. A long time. They always had the same phone number. And so I figured when they both passed away and I sold that house and moved, figured we can't let that phone number go.
Good idea. Because
otherwise, how will anybody find the Norwalks? So I still have that. My cell phone is still my parents'
Very
phone
cool.
number. And it used to be, it was Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
I
a
remember.
Party line. Remember party lines, anybody? Whoa.
I had a Lakeview phone number as well growing up as a child.
Lakeview, L-A. And there was no 206.
Yeah.
L-A, no, I'm not giving you my cell phone number, so there. Okay.
It was before zip codes.
That's true.
Remember?
That's true.
Seattle, what, 9, I think it was, Washington?
Well, I don't know. I think there was no, there was nothing at the end.
There used to be some sort of coding system. It was like pre-zip codes.
Well, I was so young, I didn't do mail at that point, so I don't know. But I do remember Lakeview and L.A. But okay. All right. Now that we've dated ourselves,
right.
Dr. Tom is probably too young to remember all that stuff. Besides, he didn't grow up here. You're too old to know what it was in Connecticut, are you? Or did you, do you remember what it was?
I don't.
See, he's a youngster.
I'm only slightly too young.
Only slightly too young. Okay.
Works for me.
10 okay. minutes, 15
I'm going to go with that.
10 or 15 minutes. Okay. All righty. Let's get back to the phones. And now before we get to all of my questions, and boy, we've got some great questions coming up here. But let's go to Seattle and welcome Athena. Athena, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Tom Sullivan.
Hello, hello, Martha. Hi.
Hi, Athena. What can we help you with?
Hi, Dr. Tom. By the way, I saw Dr. Dice, I think it was 75, 76, for my first cream Persian who had developed cataracts.
Okay, so you're old too then, huh?
No, I'm not old.
I'm just teasing you.
No, Dr. Dice is one of the nicest persons. He was so wonderful and so nice.
Yeah, well,
so
we all agree with that. So you're calling about your Persian now, Onyx, right?
I'm calling about Onyx. He's 29 months old, and I just wanted to get Dr. Tom's thoughts on Persian's eyes. And
no, I assume like he's neutered, correct?
It's a girl, and
or
she's
she.
Spayed.
Spayed.
It's Onyx, and she's spayed, and she's a show cat, and her eyes water, and this is a common characteristic of all Persians. I'd like to see what Dr. Tom has to say about the watering.
The watering eyes.
She's on raw food. She's on raw food diet. So.
Raw food, okay. Raw food diet and Persian, a little over 2 years old with watery eyes. What do you think?
You know, it is very, very common in the breed, and there are a few reasons for it. Persians, of course, have short noses, and we were talking a little bit earlier about how short-nosed critters have an increased incidence of problems with their eyes. In part, it is because there isn't a very good socket. The eye does not rest back in a concavity within the skull, and the eyelids, therefore, tend to be pretty tightly opposed to the eye. So that gutter that tears run along between your eye and your eyelids is fairly taut. The inner corners of the eyelids tend to roll in ever so slightly as well, and that does two things. One, it lets hair contact the tear film and it can wick onto the face, but it also tends to obstruct the opening to the tear drainage duct. So you do tend to get overspill onto the face. There is very little that we can do about any of those issues. Beyond that, if you have any chronic low-grade inflammation, that will increase the tearing. The chronic wetness on the face can also lead to overgrowth of bacteria or yeast or other organisms, which can cause inflammation and irritation. And then many, especially Persians, will complicate matters by having that brownish red discharge. It's actually breakdown products of adrenaline, and it causes the chronic red brown facial characteristics. They actually
like with Persians that are white, you'd see the brown at the corner of the eyes. You know, like white poodles, the same thing.
Correct.
Now I always thought that it was something in the saliva, because if they lick their feet a lot, the white hair turns kind of a reddish brown. But you're saying, what did you say actually causes it?
Well, when they look at what it is, I was taught that it was iron in the tears, but when they actually take it and look at it chemically, it is a breakdown product of adrenaline. And
well, I'll be darned.
Whether it has anything to do with what you feed or what you drink, or if it has more to do with the bacterial population that lives on the surface of the skin in that area, I don't know.
Well, go figure. I just learned something. So, all right. So with Athena's Onyx, a little over 2 years, it has the watery eyes. Help us understand, let's use Onyx as a guinea pig. If you have, say, a Persian or any other kind of a dog or cat with watery eyes, how do we know if it's a problem that we should go to the vet for or come see you, or it's not? It's just what you talked about. It's a Persian eye, and it waters a little too much.
I would say we would look for a few things. Now, increased watering can result from increased irritation. So your eyes are making more tears because you're irritated.
So how do you know if the eye's irritated?
Usually you'll have some redness, bloodshot appearance, and some squinting.
Bloodshot in the white of the eye?
In the white of the eye.
Or do you have to kind of open the eye and look at the tissue like a conjunctivitis? The pinky, there would be...
Correct. So you want to, you know, look inside the eyelids, and it's kind of hard to tell what's normal if you only have one cat. But if you can find a normal
the eyes,
cat,
but sometimes it might be in only one eye. Sometimes it might be in both, right?
Right. And if it is only one eye, it's more likely to be a problem.
If it's only one eye, okay.
Right. So especially if any squinting goes along with it, then that would be a sign that there is something going on.
Now, I know dogs, we talked a little bit about the entropion and so forth, and that would be the eyelids rolling in a little bit. Or sometimes I remember that they can grow eyelashes in the wrong place on the inside, and that, and that can cause tearing and stuff. But do you generally get inflammation along with that sort of thing?
You do, and you also get some degree of squinting. So dogs.
Okay, so squinting, okay. Now, that was my question. Do cats get the same eyelash sort of problems that dogs do?
It's very rare.
Okay.
So they do, but it's not very common at all.
Okay. So do you think with Athena's girl and a watery eye, Athena, does Onyx squint at all?
Rarely, very rarely. And it's not like her eyes are watering all the time. It's just periodic.
Well, and I'm assuming with a name like Onyx, she's black, so you don't see the red staining.
Exactly.
Do you think she's okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've had she's my third Persian consecutively, and it's just something I've always wondered about. I just wanted to take the opportunity since Dr. Tom was on the air. I've always wanted to get a more specific reasons why their eyes water so much, because it's characteristic of all Persians.
So intuitively, you don't have any real concern about this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So you think she's probably all right then?
And it is the shape of their face and how tightly opposed the lids are, and they're very short noses.
Well, and we all learned something here. Now, I would imagine the same things might apply to other short-nosed cat breeds. Like, what about Himalayans?
Yep, correct. And British Shorthairs, American Shorthairs.
Okay.
Any of those breeds. In Persians, when they do have the accompanying black, red, crusty discharge, there's actually a name for that. Now.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's called Dirty Face Syndrome of Persian Cats. That's it. It was
You're
in
kidding.
A journal.
No, that's it. Yep. Dirty Face Syndrome of Persian. Oh, my
So now
gosh.
That we've named it, it's a disease, and we still don't know how to treat it.
Dirty Faced Syndrome of Persian Cats.
Correct.
I'll be darned. Well, you heard it here, folks.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? All right, so Athena, you good?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right. Now, I just a clarification. I'm assuming that when she's talking tearing, she's talking a clear liquid.
Correct.
Okay.
And
you're talking a clear liquid. So wouldn't an opaque liquid, a mucusy colored liquid, a yellow or green discharge? What's that?
Two things to bring up there. One would be yellowy green would mean either some type of infection.
Okay.
And so that would be very important to address pretty quickly.
That would be a go to the vet.
It could also mean allergies.
Okay.
But more likely infection. And then you mentioned mucusy. There are many conditions where the eye will produce more mucus, and specifically dry eye disorders. People will not consider that as a possibility because there's so much drainage from the eyes, quote-unquote.
Mm.
But when you don't produce enough tears or good enough tears, your eyes produce more mucus because that is all they have to work with.
To try to compensate.
So clear gray mucus that you are cleaning out more than just once in the morning may indicate a problem as well.
Okay, so once in the morning, if you have to once a day clean out a little something, that's not a big deal?
Not a big deal, and it depends on the breed. If you have a Basset Hound who is nose to ground all the time and has very loose lower eyelids, twice a day.
Okay, then it's still not a big deal.
Correct.
Okay, let's take care of, since it's the last hour of the show and we do have to make sure that we stay on time, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, then we'll go back to the phone. Mary in Seattle, you're next. Phone numbers, if you're interested in asking questions, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are. listen, support, and thank our advertisers and sponsors. And we continue with Vet Sunday and Dr. Tom Sullivan on Animal World right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Manson Mitchell, welcome on Friday morning, Esty Tashiro. She's got a new take on life to share with you.
And on Saturday morning, Charles Hall tells you how to move from prayer to performance.
Then Stephanie Raleigh shows just how powerful one person can be on this planet.
Mind, body, and otherworldly conversation. Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you missed part of the show, want to listen again, or want to tell your friends about it, you can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. At the bottom of the homepage, there's a link to the audio archives, and the show will be archived as soon as Mike gets it to Rhonda, my webmaster, and she gets it up. So by later in the day, usually it's up, certainly by the next day. if you want to listen again. Okay, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Tom Sullivan, a board-certified veterinary ophthalmologist from the Animal Eye Clinic in Seattle, is here. Robbie's personal eye doctor and all my kitties' personal eye doctor. How cool is that? Anyway, let's go back to the phones in Seattle. Mary, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Tom Sullivan.
Hello there. I have a 15-year-old, 10-pound spayed poodle named Susie. And I just threw the cotton ball in the air, and she caught it in midair and ran off with it.
I'll let her eat it.
But she has been diagnosed with nuclear sclerosis of the eyes. I was wondering, is there anything you can do about that?
Okay, but before you answer that question, what is nuclear sclerosis?
Nuclear sclerosis, and I can answer it at the same time as the question, which is... Yeah, there isn't anything you can do about it, neither is there anything you need to do about it. So nuclear sclerosis occurs in all of us if we live long enough. The lens is where it's happening, and your lens sits inside the eye behind the pupil. It grows throughout life, and it grows with rings like a tree or an onion would, only instead of getting larger, each new ring compresses all of the others more and more towards the middle. When you are a dog and you reach 9.5, 10 years of age, the center part, that the original part you were born with, becomes so compressed that it begins to reflect a little bit of light approaching from certain angles. And so you'll notice, you know, under certain lighting conditions, the pupil really starts to look cloudy, and that gets worse and worse over time. Now, the good news is that light coming straight on passes through unimpeded, so it does not interfere with vision. The change in us, that is primarily what causes us to need reading glasses when we hit 46, 47 years of age. So your poodle should not be affected by this. They don't have near fine focus vision to begin with, so certainly doesn't need any reading glasses, and this should not cause any change in light from the inside, just from the outside.
I notice she squints when she looks at bright light.
Now, she could also have another poodle condition, which is they sometimes will have their irises atrophy. Mm. So the iris is the colored part of the eye. And it's not uncommon in middle-aged to older poodles to have that tissue begin to thin out to the point where they cannot close their pupils as well as they used to be able to. So if you take her outside one of these 7 to 10 days in Seattle when it is sunny, she may indeed squint due to increased light sensitivity.
I see.
So you say...
Don't let her drive in sunshine.
At 15 years, Susie's good to go. She doesn't need to come in for an exam or anything.
Yeah, I would say that. And I would also say at 15, it's not uncommon for dogs to... Also, when you go from shade to sunshine, or even when you go to pet her from above, they will sometimes jerk their head back somewhat violently. It looks as if suddenly they're very light sensitive or very frightened. And it is more of a loss of fine motor control. It's not truly increased sensitivity. It's just what used to be a smooth movement is now more of a muscle spasm type of change. And that's very alarming to see. But again, she should be fine.
It's not okay. Now I have a question. You mentioned with this nuclear sclerosis that sometimes it caused a cloudiness.
It's a cloudiness.
Is that different than a cataract?
It is. So a cataract is when the lens material actually becomes opaque. It's kind of like egg white is transparent until you apply heat, and then the protein changes, and it is no longer transparent. Cataract is when your lens does that, basically. It becomes opaque. And the cloudiness that you are seeing with nuclear sclerosis, like I said, that is a partial reflection of light from certain angles. So it does not impair her vision.
So is it an owner say know the difference between a cloudiness from nuclear sclerosis and a cataract? Would a regular vet know that, or are we talking we better come to see Dr. Tom?
Most regular vets would know that, and the obvious test would be if you are seeing changes in vision, then it may very well be cataract. But if you're not noticing any problems, they just look cloudy, and your dog is older than 10, it probably is normal.
Okay. All right, Mary, you good?
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I have a question about cataracts. Because they are, under some circumstances, removable?
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, I can remember back in my day around the Animal Eye Clinic and Dr. Dice back in the 70s, I remember when, and I kind of always assumed it was because he was so busy, he didn't have time to do a lot of stuff, and he would only remove one cataract per patient, not both. And I thought, well, so I assumed it was because he was so busy, didn't have enough time. Now, what's the deal now?
It's changed dramatically since that time. Yes. So now if both lenses are cloudy, we remove both.
Okay.
It's much better to do surgery before they become completely opaque. They start to cause other problems. And we replace the lenses with artificial lenses. Whereas back then, I remember those days too.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. The success rate was much lower. It was 50-50, did not replace the lens. So sometimes your odds of blinding them completely, even to light and dark perception, was much greater than your odds of helping them.
But now it's kind of like normal stuff, huh?
You can
remove the cataracts. You said it's better to do earlier than later.
Correct, within limits. So you don't want, we used to say, you don't want to do surgery until they're completely blind and the cataracts are quote-unquote ripe. And it was
because of that.
The success rates were so much lower. Right?
But now the success rate's good.
And
so
it's better if you do it
before
that point.
It's better if you do it before, okay. All right. And is there any point in just doing one? And do you do both at the same time, or do you one and then heal from that and then do another?
We do both at the same time if that is what's called for and both eyes are good candidates and the owner wants to. If you do have a dog that has lost vision due to cataracts and you only do one side and everything goes well, improvement in quality of life is dramatic. So they do very, very well.
Okay.
There's no wrong.
I don't know what this is popping in. Cost involved and, like a ballpark figure for cataract removal.
Cost involved for cataracts. It depends. First of all, we would want to examine. But if we cannot see through the cataracts at all to the back of the eyes to make sure everything else is functioning, we would want to do a couple of tests beforehand to make sure the retinas are working and in normal position. That would be about $270 to $280. The surgery and then the first three follow-ups, which usually gets us to a once-a-year recheck schedule. On one side, it tends to be in the $2,300 to $2,400 range. Both sides, it's about $29 to $31.
Okay, so that's in the big buck department in my thinking. Has pet insurance been around long enough? Do you know? Would a pet insurance policy pay for something like this?
Many of them do.
Okay.
So I don't know the specifics in terms of percentages.
But so it would be
if
people are interested in doing pet insurance, it's worth asking that kind of question. Because some do have some coverage for that sort of thing.
Yes, they do.
Okay, very interesting. Now, when you said, speaking of, it used to be the success rate wasn't so good, now success rate's pretty good. I've got a question wanting to know, is laser becoming more used with animals as with humans, and what other new things are up and coming?
Laser is used in certain situations. We don't use them for LASIK-type procedures, where they are used most commonly in people, because... In us, we have a wide range of near and farsightedness that they correct with those procedures. In dogs and cats and other animals, for the most part, other than primates, they don't have that range. They are not nearsighted or farsighted as commonly as we are. We use lasers for certain retinal procedures. We use lasers for the treatment of glaucoma. We use lasers, different types of lasers.
Isn't glaucoma pressure behind the eye?
Within the eye.
Within the eye. So what is a laser? How do you use a laser for that?
We will sometimes laser the part of the eye that produces fluid on the inside, not on the outside, to basically turn down the faucet that your clogged drain can handle it better.
Okay.
And certain types of tumors we will treat with laser therapy as well.
And are these specific lasers designed just for that? Because I know there's so many kind now. I mean, there's hot lasers and cold lasers and all these sort of stuff.
Correct. So it has to do with the wavelength of light they emit.
Now, you mentioned primates would have the nearsighted and farsightedness. Is that because their eyes are very similar to humans?
Yes. Yep.
And do you work on primate eyes?
I do, not that commonly.
Yes, more in to zoos, pet primates? Or is it, research primates? Zoo primates? What?
Zoo primates. So no, I don't work with research primates.
But zoo primates, mm-hmm. would you do laser surgery on a zoo primate?
If not corneal, I wouldn't do LASIK or anything like that.
Okay.
But if it was indicated, sure.
Not until they learn how to read and write and stuff. And
they probably can. They just haven't learned.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's, It was, and so anything other new things up and coming in the animal eye world?
We're doing retinal reattachment procedures now, which is a new thing. So certain breeds like Shih Tzus, Italian Greyhounds, some others have an inherited condition where their retinas can spontaneously detach. And in many of those breeds, it happens at a very early age. So the second eye will suddenly lose vision completely at 2.5, 3 mm-hmm. years of age. And we will, if we catch it quickly, we can often remove the vitreous and reattach the retina with some recovery of vision.
I was always taught as a vet tech and answering the phones in veterinary hospitals and taking emergency calls and stuff, I was always taught that if there was an eye injury to like a Shih Tzu or a Lhasa Apso, that it was an emergency because they could totally lose their eye and it was a horrible possibility. So you didn't fool around. Is that still the case?
It's still the case within reason. If your dog runs into something and squints for 5 seconds and then everything's okay, not necessarily an emergency. But again, the theme is the shorter the nose, the more serious to take it.
Okay.
Especially with dogs, when you are a dog, the shorter your nose, the fewer number of nerves to the surface of the eye. They do not feel things as well as longer-nosed breeds would. So if you have a pug or a Shih Tzu or a Boston who is squinting, mm-hmm. then it is likely to be much more serious than it would be with the same degree of squinting in another breed.
All right.
If there's any yellow-green stuff, it's definitely important.
Definitely serious. Okay. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show. Remember, folks, it's the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. We've got another caller coming in, but when we come back, we are first going to take care of Peg's email questions, and you probably could guess she wants to know about bird eyes. So we're going to be talking bird eyes for a moment, and then we'll get back to the phone. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information. Natural Pet Pantry offers offers your pet the best homemade healthy food and treats, taking the work out of raw food for cats and dogs. Natural Pet Pantry's homemade natural cat and dog food is Seattle's original raw and cooked pet food. USDA certified, affordable, and local. Made here in the USA. Raw Foods natural enzymes build health with easy digestibility, providing increased energy levels and enhanced well-being in your pet, and prepared for your convenience. You'll find Natural Pet Pantry in local stores or free home delivery. NaturalPetPantry.com. It just makes sense. Call 206-850-0631. That's 206-850-0631. Have you ever wondered about the healing potential of the human-animal bond? This potential is the core of Dr. Penny Lloyd's veterinary practice, as her goal is to help animals and people heal each other. She does this utilizing holistic veterinary care, therapeutic interaction skills, and human-animal health games. Working mostly with horses, but now also incorporating small animals into her practice, Dr. Penny is available throughout the greater Seattle area by appointment. Learn more at connectionthebestmedicine.com or call 360-502-1114. That's 360-502-1114. Earth Pet invites you to their newly expanded location at 1175 Northwest Gilman Boulevard in Issaquah, where you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, gifts for animals and people, top quality, all natural pet food, and pet supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. So stop by Monday through Friday between 10 and 8, Saturdays 10 to 7, and Sundays 11 to 5 to meet the store cats and resident rabbit. There's even a self-service dog wash now open in pet-friendly Earth Pet, the Wetlands. And don't forget to check out Earth Pet's Facebook page.
Conscious Living for Conscious People. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say that we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And because of the looking at the clock, I know that we're not going to get to any of the great stories that Dr. Tom has to tell and all the eyeballs he treats and all that sort of thing, but he has already agreed that he will come back. And so we will continue our discussion, and we'll just have to have story time. Because, you know, I told you I called him on a Saturday once. He called me back. He was operating on a bear's eye. Well, you know, I mean, so I'd like to know about some of that stuff, but we need to take care of these questions first. Peg in Olympia wants to know, do you treat parrots, et cetera?
Yes, I certainly do.
And if so, do you have a handler available? Now, she must mean someone to handle the birds.
Right, you know, I don't have anyone that is very, very good at that. We don't see a lot of birds, and as a result, nobody gets a lot of practice at that. So I know exactly what she's talking about. Many times with birds, we are able to examine them in a travel cage without having to remove and restrain. Okay. I don't have a good restrainer, so typically it's more if we need to take a closer look, the owner would help us out.
And is it the same with birds as it is with some other types of, you know, like dogs and cats? Sometimes the owner is a great handler and helps significantly, and sometimes they're no help at all, and it's better to get them out of the room.
Sometimes, although I find with bird owners, they often are much more savvy than...
I was saying, birds often bond only with one human, and so that's... And it says, what diseases, conditions are common in birds?
I would say they can get everything that everyone else gets. The most common things we see depend on the species. There are certain breeds that have oviral infections and different types of conjunctivitis. Most of what I see probably is either trauma or cataracts in older parrots.
Do you do cataract removal surgery in birds?
We do.
Because they live a long time.
They do live a long time.
And I would think their eyesight is important.
It is, much more so than in most of our other species. They are very much like us.
Okay. So if you own birds, start a bank account.
Right. That's good advice in general.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take our last phone caller. Renee, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Tom Sullivan. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Martha. This is Renee and Benji.
Oh, how's Benji doing?
Well, I wanted to tell you and Dr. Sullivan that Benji had cataract surgery at his office by Dr. Landry last December.
Okay, now Dr. Landry, that would be the other ophthalmologist at the
associate. Yes.
And Benji, tell everybody that doesn't know what kind of a dog is Benji.
Benji's a schnoodle.
He's a schnoodle. And how old is Benji?
Benji will be 10 in August.
And he had cataract surgery in December?
Yes.
And how did he have both eyes?
No, just one eye. His cataract came on very quickly. And on top of it, Dr. Landry determined that he had a damaged retina. But he still recommended, if I wanted to go ahead with the surgery, which I did. And he now has limited vision, but he does have vision in that eye.
Often when a cataract comes on very quickly, especially on one side, often that is because the capsule that surrounds the lens, and Dr. Landry would have said, like the candy coating around an M&M, that can rupture spontaneously. And it causes a rapid onset cataract, and it can cause a lot of inflammation at the same time. So you do have a setup to have more problems, retinal detachment, glaucoma, things like that.
All right, Renee, do you have a specific question or something you want to know?
I had no question. I just, you know, I told your screen I didn't have to talk to you. I just thought it was a point of interest.
Oh, okay.
That a dog that you actually know and that has the Pleckner syndrome and has Dr. Burlingame and Dr. Nels as his doctor.
Dr. Burlingame is, of course, our number one animal world veterinarian up at Quilcita Vet in Marysville. And the most knowledgeable in treating Pleckner syndrome outside of Dr. Al Pleckner, who discovered it in the first place. And then, of course, Dr. Nels is our best practitioner that does the energetic and electrical rebooting. He'll be in the studio next week. But you see Dr. Nels as well, Renee?
I do.
Do you think he's been able to help Benji?
Well, probably even more so me than Benji.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know, he comes to my house once a month, and he works on me first and then all the animals.
I think we have the same schedule, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you give Benji a scratch for me, and thanks for calling.
And me.
Sure.
Oh, and for Dr. Tom as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now tell us, Dr. Tom, let's cover the bases. What would you consider an eye emergency, and what do people need to know? What's something they can treat themselves? I know I used to always, and still do, keep a generic antibiotic ointment. I was told as a vet tech that if you think there's a scratch or an injury to the eye, not to use cortisone, but you can use a generic antibiotic. Does that still apply? And what's an emergency? What isn't? And give us some lowdown on all of that.
It does apply. That's good advice. And having some saline solution or an eye wash around doesn't hurt either.
Okay.
Emergencies, I would say things that you need to address immediately would be things like vision loss, or if you have severe squinting, but especially accompanied by yellow-green discharge, i.e. infection, and the eye becoming cloudy. All of those things coinciding at the same time is definitely a call to get in quickly.
Okay.
Any discomfort that persists, even if the eye still looks clear, if an animal is holding an eye closed for longer than a period of even a day, then absolutely it should be looked at.
Okay.
So all of the common sense items, really, the things that you try to talk yourself out of when you find yourself saying, well, it looks bad, but let's give it a day or two, probably listen to that voice in the back of your head that you're trying to talk out of and then have it looked at.
Now, I'm wondering, this is another question that's popping into my mind. I remember, you know, the good old days of Gretchen at the Animal Eye Clinic. And she was so knowledgeable and so good that people, you could call her and she could talk you through all kinds of things and tell you, you know, what to do or not to do and when to come in and when not. Are the days of the Gretchens at the eye clinic, is that over? Are there people that do you have on your staff that can call and answer questions, or is there so much liability these days that nobody can answer anything?
All three of those points are definitely valid. We have very knowledgeable people. It all depends on how information is presented as well. So if someone calls and says, oh, my dog had this 2 weeks ago and he's doing fine now, and you get downplaying of certain symptoms and not others, then you can miss things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that the staff is very knowledgeable and wonderful, and yes, we can answer questions. It does, for many reasons, often boil down to we can't really say what is going on without looking.
Yeah. I just remember, of course, the days, too. I was thinking of the days that I worked at veterinary hospitals as well, and I probably did more on the phones than
right.
the doctors did. And, you know, and they were also busy that I could get it all. And then, well, I'll pick the brain of the doctor. I'll call you back.
Right.
And there was a lot of telephone stuff that goes on. So, okay. That's really good to know. So in the time we have left, is there anything else you can think of that people need to know about eyes before we go to some other animal stories?
Not really. I mean, I would certainly, if you were to have a purebred dog or cat, then I would familiarize yourself with what diseases they are prone to so that you can push the panic button a little earlier if symptoms arise. So let's say Basset Hounds have an increased incidence of glaucoma. It comes on overnight, and they will walk around with one eye closed or both third eyelids up, and that is not something you can put off.
Well, that brings up the third eyelid, of course, is a little nictitating membrane that comes out of the inner corner of the eye and covers over. And it sometimes comes up when they're injured, sometimes comes up when there's intestinal problems or parasites and so
cats,
forth.
Yeah.
Anything else about a third? When third eyelids come up, is that's a reason for concern?
That's a reason for concern. And it often, to people, it looks as if an eye is rolled back in the head because of how that eyelid comes up from a distance. It gives that optical illusion. And that means that something's wrong. It hurts, and the animal is pulling the eye back into the head to try to ease that discomfort.
And for those of you that do watch My Cat from Hell, there was one of the shows that aired last night, one of the cases. The cat had bilateral, both sides, the third eyelids were up a bit. And Jackson, in working with the people, and there was a young child involved, and the cat was aggressive and fearful and all of that, he was very concerned about that and whether or not the cat could see, and had them go in. And sure enough, the cat couldn't see. And needed drops in the eye every day. And Jackson was helpful in getting them to be able to medicate the eye. But then in how to deal with the cat, with a cat that can't see, and instead of having to get rid of this cat, the little child was learned how to, handle the cat and play with it. And because it had, I don't think it was totally blind, it had limited vision and so forth, and then was treatable. But so it was a great story. But so third eyelids, if they're up, something's going on, right?
Like
they're not
flag.
Just up normally,
right?
Okay. You treat dogs and cats, obviously, at the Animal Eye Clinic. And do you do others like, rodents, rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters,
reptiles, snakes. Yep.
And you said you like fish. I mean, what
I
circumstances
do like
are you doing fish eyes?
Most of the fish work is at zoos and aquariums now.
Okay.
When I was in North Carolina, there was a wonderful fish doctor, and he would have fish mailed to him via FedEx from all over the country with problems. And when
fish
there were
mailed?
Eye problems, yeah.
Wow.
He would come in, happiest little guy.
And then when I called you, called me back one Saturday, you were doing surgery on a bear's eye. Where are you doing surgery on bears?
That was down at Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium.
Okay.
On one of the polar bears had entropion.
So that's the eyelid turning
exactly right.
in with the eyelashes. And so you did a little plastic surgery, so
exactly
to speak.
Exactly right.
A facelift on the polar bear. And now when you work on like zoo animals for their eyes, I would assume that there's a regular like a zoo vet.
Absolutely.
Do they handle
yes.
the anesthesia and that kind of stuff? And you just
yes.
kind of like fly in as the specialist and handle the eyeball and then you're out of there?
Yes, and it sounds better that way. In reality, it's I don't touch anything that I know nothing about. and that's a better way to look at it.
Okay, well that, gosh.
They have a wonderful veterinary staff.
What's the strangest animal eye you've ever worked on? The most unusual?
Wow, that's a very tough question. I'm probably fish. I would say fish would be.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have a favorite eyes?
No, I am simple in that regard. Anything I'm looking at the time is just fascinating to me.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you missed it, folks, it's Dr. Tom Sullivan from the Animal Eye Clinic in Seattle. And if you need help with your animal eyes at any point, you certainly can give them a call. It's 206-524-8822. 206-524-8822, the Animal Eye Clinic in Seattle. Do you guys have a website?
We do.
It is
www.seattleaec, one word, so Seattle as in Animal Eye Clinic, AEC.com.
Okay, www.seattleaec.com. Now, I want to tell you that normal programming is happening for the rest of the day here on KKNW, and we've got, that means an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis coming up from noon to one, and then an encore presentation of The Dog Show with Julie Forbes from one to two. Is that right, Mike? Cool, and all right, we're good to go. And next week, it is a Healing Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen in the studio. You know, he's a human chiropractor, but rarely does that anymore. He does now what's called the best technique, which is bioenergetic synchronization technique. For the understanding purposes, we've kind of labeled it as an electrical and energetic rebooting of the physical body. It's phenomenally helpful. We will be talking about it, what it is. Great healing discussion like we always have. And then we will have open phone lines for your calls and questions. And Dr. Nils will be doing remote healing. So be prepared to send photographs via email or to give a good description of you or your animal friend on the air so Dr. Nils is able to tune in. And I want to say thank you, Mike. Thank you, Aji. Thank you, Kathy. Dr. Tom, thank you so much for taking time out of this beautiful Sunday day to be here with us. And I can't wait till the next time.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It was fun.
Our pleasure. All right. As always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.